The detention of Jose Padilla is not the first evidence that al-Qaeda is still plotting terrorist acts. There have been at least three incidents since September 11th that officials either in the U.S. or in Europe believe were the work of al-Qaeda cells. Two of those incidents were bombings in Tunisia and Pakistan, in which 31 people were killed. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
The first concrete evidence that al-Qaeda was still dangerous came at Christmas time, when a British man, Richard Reed, allegedly tried to ignite a bomb hidden in his shoe during the flight of a commercial airliner from Paris to Miami. That was a month after the U.S. military campaign in Afghanistan caused the collapse of the Taliban and, U.S. commanders hoped, brought an end to al-Qaeda operations there. But Osama bin Laden and most of the other known top leaders of al-Qaeda were never found, and by March, during congressional testimony, CIA Director George Tenet was warning that al-Qaeda was still plotting attacks on targets in the U.S. and around the world.
Al-Qaeda has not been destroyed. It and other like-minded groups remain willing and able to strike us. Al-Qaeda leaders still at large are working to reconstitute organization and resume terrorist operations. Their modus operandi is to have multiple attacks in the works simultaneously and to have al-Qaeda cells in place to conduct them.
At that time, Tenet said, the U.S. was aware of al-Qaeda's substantial effort to acquire a variety of unconventional weapons, including the kind of bomb Jose Padilla is alleged to have been seeking.
Documents recovered from al-Qaeda facilities in Afghanistan show that bin Laden was pursuing a sophisticated biological weapons research program. We also believe that bin Laden was seeking to acquire or develop a nuclear device. Al-Qaeda may be pursuing a radioactive dispersal device, what some call a dirty bomb.
Less than 2 weeks after Tenet's testimony, U.S. intelligence acquired perhaps its best source so far for assessing the threat of new attacks, Abu Zubaydah, one of Osama bin Laden's chief associates, who, it is believed, had set in motion the plots of numerous al-Qaeda cells worldwide. Abu Zubaydah was seized in Pakistan on March 28th. He has been held at an undisclosed location since that time, and officials say he has provided information on continuing threats to numerous targets and possibly key information that led to the identification of Jose Padilla. So far, no new attacks have taken place in the United States, but on April 11th, a truck bomb exploded outside a synagogue in Djerba, Tunisia, killing 17, most of them German tourists. A month later, a car bomb exploded in Karachi, Pakistan, killing 14. 11 of the victims in that attack were French citizens helping to build a submarine for the government of Pakistan. Authorities in Germany and France now believe both attacks were the work of al-Qaeda. On the day of the attack in Pakistan, May 8th, Jose Padilla was taken into custody after he flew from Pakistan to Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Soon after that, the Bush administration began to warn more frequently of the possibility of new attacks in the United States. This is Vice President Cheney on May 19th.
In my opinion, the prospects of a future attack against the United States are almost certain.
And speaking just a few weeks ago, the commander of the U.S. military campaign in Afghanistan, General Tommy Franks, offered this evaluation of al-Qaeda's objectives.
Some of the interrogation work that we've done has indicated that there is sure a desire on the part of this terrorist network in harming the United States of America. I believe we know that.
Now, al-Qaeda appears to have issued a public warning to get ready for additional attacks. On Sunday, a message appeared on the Al-Nida website based somewhere in the Middle East. Al-Nida quoted Suleiman Bouguaith warning, "What is happening will not, by the will of God, be less than what has come." Gaith is a Kuwaiti and appeared in several tapes alongside Osama bin Laden that surfaced last October. Gaith asserted a chilling eye-for-an-eye calculus. "The United States has been responsible for thousands of Muslim deaths," he said, "so we have the right to kill 4 million Americans, including 1 million children, displace double that, and cripple hundreds of thousands." Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.